Nick Saban did say what you said about the reverse rat poison.
He was being being helpful.
He said it too.
Motivational tactic.
Yeah, he said it. It's the reverse rat poison.
There, still helping Alabama.
Prove me wrong.
There you go. Smart.
Yeah. But they had a great point because I'm pretty sure they'll be down there for Tuscaloosa, Georgia. I mean, in Tuscaloosa,
for Alabama, sure.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Like, who will he pick?
Oh man, yeah. On set.
Yeah.
First big game without him.
He has this thing where he doesn't pick.
I was going to say, does he get to pull that, like, the Herbie thing where, like, because Herbie doesn't pick because he's calling it.
Right, they won't pick the games they're calling.
I might have heard them say, I don't know if I can remember, that they said he doesn't have to pick.
Yeah.
At all or against or for Alabama?
At all.
I hope he does, though, just because it would be more entertaining, you know? Like, if he picks Georgia in Tuscaloosa, Alabama fans are going to have a fucking meltdown.
Yes, they are.
That would be awesome.
It's crazy that they would have a fucking meltdown.
Yeah. Oh, man. That would be so great if that happened. So, yeah, I hope he does. I hope he does pick. I don't know. I guess I get it. Like, you're calling the game, so you don't want to seem biased or anything like that. But, like, no one cares.
It's like, so tough. With
who don't care?
Your kids.
If I'm watching a game and Kirk Herbstreit's calling the Huskies game, like, if he picked the other team, be like, all right, well, he thinks the other team's going to win. You know what I mean?
Oh, dude,
like,
I'm so with this. It's so funny.
I think there's certain things that broadcasters do. Like, I really like Reese Davis, but he, like, bends over backwards to make sure people think that he's not rooting for Alabama ever. But, of course, he's rooting for Alabama. He went there and he grew up there and he's a fan of that. It's okay. Like, the reason you got into sports broadcasting is because you're a sports fan. The reason you became a sports fan is because of that team. Like, it's okay if you're a fan of that team. I don't think you're going to do a less good job. I don't know. It's this weird, like, attempt at neutrality that journalists claim, but it's impossible. There's no such thing. Everybody has a bias one way or the other, even if it's little. It's okay. It's not going to change the way I feel about you.
I love it, though. Can't wait for him to, because he's going to pick. You got to pick Bama.
But what if he doesn't think they're going to win?
That's what I'm saying. If he does it, he picks Georgia, it's going to be, it'll be so hilarious if he does. Yeah.
He also could just start this bit where he just never picks against Bama.
Oh, yeah, the anti-rat poison season-long bit.
It would be better, like, in year three if DeBoer's just scuffling and he's like, Bama at number one Georgia. Bama comes in 3-5. Ooh, and it's just like, Bama's going to win today, boys.
If Bama's 3-5,
it's going to be some,
DeBoer's already fired.
It's going to be some issues. If
Whew, 3-5.
Yeah, 3-5. It's going to be some. But he's like, they say he went early to the SEC media days.
Saban?
Like, Caleb.
Oh.
Because you know Alabama Wednesday. Saban's there Tuesday. And he was just doing the rounds. He granted everybody an interview. I think that's what they were saying this morning.
That seems like a smart
flu commercial
move. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
No one knows what he looks like.
Yeah, he's still very much able to do that.
Right.
May as well.
Yeah.
Say flu commercial there.
He's like, it's about to either, it's going to change one way or the other, right? Like, if it goes well, you become the most recognizable person in the state. If it goes badly, you're kind of not allowed back there, you know? Like, maybe he's just trying to enjoy the anonymous life.
While
he still has it. Because he's not going to. Like, if he wins at Alabama, I mean, you become one of the faces of college football.
A lot of people think he will too, man. Goddamn.
I don't know why you wouldn't think that he will.
I don't have a problem with people thinking that, by the way.
Like, all he's done is win everywhere he's been,
exactly.
And he's got just loaded. He's got a loaded roster.
It feels to me, and maybe you guys have a different viewpoint of this, it feels to me like this is the first time ever that someone has replaced the legend and everyone's like, he's up for it. That's the guy.
We kind of talked about that yesterday a little bit.
Oh, sorry.
Like, no, it's okay. But I was like, every time someone replaces a legend, it doesn't tend to go well.
Or you question at the start whether that guy's really that guy.
But I think this is just so different because of how, you know, how the legend stepped down and where the guy came from and just all that kind of stuff and just the landscape of college football in general. But, like, I agree with you. Like, I think there's a lot less.
The thing he benefits from is just with 12. There's the margin for error that Saban never had.
Yeah.
And that's going to benefit him greatly, especially in this first year with that schedule.
Yeah. that. And
unless they're still just perfectionists, we should have been 12-0. I'm like, all right, we made the playoffs at 10-2.
Well, that's what they expect. I mean, that's what they're going to expect from him. But I mean, I don't know. This guy lost 3 games at Washington in 2 years. Like, it doesn't happen. You know, it just doesn't happen.
I just keep on forgetting Georgia has not lost a regular season game in 2 years. I was like, damn, has it been that? Really?
Last regular season loss was
Florida. Was it to Florida with Kyle Pitts in him?
Oh, that's more than 3 years. That's more than 2 years. That was the COVID year.
When was their last fucking loss?
Last regular season loss? Because they lost to Bama in the SEC championship game in 21. So it might be. You might be right. 20?
What was that? But that's longer.
That's the COVID year, right? That's Florida. The next year.
Maybe it was Tennessee?
21, 22. Yeah, because remember they had like a 33-game winning streak anyway.
Right.
So they didn't lose a regular season game the next year. They lost the SEC championship game, won the national championship.
Yeah.
Year after that, undefeated. Yeah. Last year, undefeated so until the SEC championship.
The cocktail party.
The last regular season game they lost was to Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, it's crazy. It's totally crazy. What?
Kadarius.
And Kadarius Toney. That's right.
Who went off that game? Did Toney go off in that game, right?
I mean,
because they pretty much locked Kyle down. Did they knock
Kyle out?
Well,
they knocked him out of the game. Yeah, Lewis Cine broke everyone's face, including his own, and knocked Kyle out of the game.
Right.
I don't remember who went off that game. I remember it was a weird
running back duo working hard.
They kept beating us on that fucking wheel route.
Oh yeah, they kept throwing those little fucking wheel routes.
They kept those fucking
and
wheel
Georgia couldn't defend
back.
It.
We couldn't defend.
God,
that
was crazy.
That's what happened.
Well, Georgia was up 14-0 in that game.
Used to give Damian Pierce the ball. Remember
was
that?
It? I don't remember. I just remember Georgia went up 14-0. Stetson threw a touchdown pass to Rosemy Jack Saint. They both got hurt. Rosemy Jackson broke his leg on the touchdown, and Stetson separated his shoulder.
Yeah.
So then they brought in.
They bring in.
It was the Oh God! It wasn't JT Daniels. Wasn't there yet?
It wasn't Carson Beck.
It wasn't Carson Beck. It was.
Was it the Dewan?
What was his name? Dewan something.
Mathis.
Dewan Mathis. Yeah. He came in for like a series, and it was like, nope.
No, you can't play that.
So then they put Stetson back out there with a separated shoulder. Yeah. Like that's how bad it was.
Yeah, you can't play.
And then Trask just went off in the second half. Yeah. It just kind of torched him.
Yeah. That's cool with me. Red phone booth. Yes, sir.
Can I just clear something up from yesterday's show that I got tweeted at quite a bunch?
Sure.
There is a distance of race in which I would beat Randy. It's not a short distance.
Dude, you would not beat me, dude.
I think I would. No, I think it. I think there's a distance.
There's no humanly possible that you would beat
me
at anything athletic, Abe. So just stop.
Well, I know you think. No, this is under presumption that you just, like, we did the race. Like, you're not trained. If you trained at all for any of these distances, I think if we ran 10 miles tomorrow morning in a race, I think I would get you.
I doubt it, but okay. It was really a lot of fun shit with people. Obviously, got to take it to another level.
I'm gonna hold myself to. I think I'd get you at 10. I think you probably get me.
What about 8?
If you got to run at 10 miles to think that you could beat me, that's fine.
I don't think I'm beating you in anything less than a 10K.
Okay.
I think you'd beat me in a 5K for sure. Definitely mile, 2 mile, 100%. I think when we get to 10K, it gets slightly interesting.
For who?
Again, this is assuming you have no training at all. You just go and run.
Can I ask you something? Like, does it strike you as strange that you care so much?
I'm just responding to people who hit me
No,
up.
You're not.
I am.
No, you're not. You care a lot.
I do.
Why? Because it's never going to happen.
Honestly,
like Randy's never gonna race
you.
Well,
this is what I say
in any distance.
Randy has no. There's nothing to be gained from him
other than it's funny for him to say it and rile you up.
Yeah,
like this part is to be gained.
Yeah,
sure.
But like,
yeah, I don't really give a shit.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
And but again, you're also never gonna do it.
Right.
So like,
you could say
you could beat him in a 5 mile race. You could say you could beat him in a 20 mile race. You're never gonna race him in any distance. So it doesn't matter.
Why it matters? This is like a sensitive subject, I guess. I think I want to be like respected in most aspects of my life. right? And I think like athletically, that's right in there too.
Okay. Well, so that's a real answer. There you go.
No, I'm being honest. All right, I obviously can't compete with an NFL player. I think there's like a drop off at some point where the athleticism maybe equalizes a little bit. Mm. Not the athleticism. That's not the right word. That's not the right word.
Definitely not the right fucking word.
That's not the right word.
Definitely not the right fucking word.
That's not the right word. I think at some point there's some level of conditioning or something that maybe I can benefit from.
Yeah, man, you run a lot. Randy doesn't run ever. Like there.
I know, that's all I'm saying.
But I'm saying like I
think a 10K gets interesting.
I guess, but like my question is just like what difference does it make?
I also just think it's funny.
Okay.
I think Randy's disdain for the possible thought of ever losing to me.
I don't have a disdain thought because I know that won't happen.
Exactly. It definitely does. is kind of the same level of my hilarity of knowing we'd have to go a long ways before I stand a chance.
Okay.
But I do think I stand a chance.
It's just my question is more just like because this is something you've thought about. It's like you were thinking. You were thinking about it like last night.
Tweet 155 yesterday.
Right.
Yeah, I ain't thought about it until he said something.
Right. I just
because as soon as I saw all that bullshit, I muted the whole conversation.
The in one ear out one for him, whereas it's just needling me for 18 hours.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw that first comment,
I stand by it.
I went ahead. I didn't even see none of your replies. I just muted.
I stand by it. There's a distance in which I take the advantage. Okay. There is. I do believe that.
All right. Okay. Okay.